So hello everyone and welcome to today's membership call for April. No guest with us tonight. It's just you and I and the rest of the gang. So I thought today we could talk about, like you and I could talk about, oh Jesus, now I just lost it. I had it like for the last 10 minutes. Egad. I didn't think to write it down. Okay. I tell you what, star 2 to raise your hand, those of you on the phone, and those of you on the chat box, type in a theme that we could talk about tonight, a subject. Okay, Essien's got a pulsing energy in his head. Well, I suppose you want to medically maybe have that examined. So make sure you don't have anything going on regarding a brain aneurysm or things that could cause pressure in your head and headaches. I would suggest that, and then we'll ask the team to help you with that energetically. Thank you for sharing that. Also, look to see if you need a chiropractic adjustment for your cervical. C1, C2, C6, C7. Mm-hmm. Now, if the pulsation is related to your heartbeat, you probably would want to get that checked out medically. But if it's not, then obviously it could be something else not related to your cardiovascular system. Make sure you don't, in your family line, have any history of blood clots. That is becoming actually more common these days. Okay, refreshing the page. Oh, somebody raised their hand, Randy. Okay, Randy from New York. You on, Randy?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, just putting on my remote mic.
Okay.
What's in question is my ability to survive in this body.
Ability to survive?
Yeah. Yeah, the sensations that I have on a daily basis. The challenges from demyelination, from FQAD.
Say that over again. Speak a little more clearly because I'm not quite understanding your words. Okay, go ahead.
The sensations and challenges that I experience on a daily basis relative to demyelination and FQAD, being in this body, I literally question realistically my ability to survive. So can we try to expand my ability to survive on a conscious level, on a subconscious level? Where can you go from there? Thank you. I love you.
Those two things you mentioned, they're like phrases. I didn't understand what they refer to. Is it a condition?
Demyelination is when the nerves have myelin, the sheath on the nerve, like a wire that has faulty insulation or a faulty coating.
All right.
The coating's been thin to the point where the spark doesn't get through. If you Google the picture of the axon, you'll see a picture of a healthy nerve that's kind of like a dragonfly tail, but the myelin has been compromised because of taking fluoroquinolones, which limited many things like my Schwann cells and my oligodendrocytes. And basically it's like MS, but it's for taking levoquin. FQAD is the name for it, an acronym that
so
the FDA
were you saying that a medication you were taking has caused that?
Yeah, levoquin and Cipro. Fluoroquinolones. And what's brilliant about the path, if you look at FQAD, it takes you to the fact that, you know, we're all a GMO already because $8 billion worth of fluoroquinolones are given to our livestock. every year for our lives. It's we're all in the airflow already.
Wow, that's nice. Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do in the activation regarding that. Also, Randy, you want to call in from your records, from Akashic Records, awareness of your soul agreement relating to anything physical. Okay? Does that make sense?
And yeah, it's basically DNA damage, because that's
okay.
How quinolones work. They alter
right.
The DNA.
So basically, you want to access your records and find out if any of that's in your contract to experience.
Like okay. My ability to survive would be really refining it down to what I want to work on. And thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, Albany, New York. Wait a minute. I got a. Okay, this is an anonymous caller who was 518 area, New York. And hold on a second. Why do they always call me when I'm on a call? Yep, I'm not going to answer you guys because I'm on a call. All right. Okay, so let me unmute. Albany, New York. Okie dokie, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kenji. Oh my God, I can't believe I actually got through. I didn't mean to interrupt your other call.
No. It's, I don't know. It could be a telemarketing call. Who knows? But I never answer when I'm doing these things. So, what's your first name?
Kitty. Kitty.
Oops.
Yes.
What happened here? Hold on. Boy, my computer just took me off Instantel Summary and put me on another website. Okay, I'm back on now. Okay, Kitty. What would you like to share or ask regarding what we can talk about in today's call, theme-wise?
Well, actually, lately I've been hearing you talk a lot about the Akashic Records,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know very much about it.
Okay.
Can we talk about that and how we go about accessing those records?
Okay. All right. So there have been people all over the world that have been trained by people that can train other people to access the Akashic Records, not only for themselves, but for other people. Sort of in a business coaching kind of sense, I suppose. It's not necessary that you train with someone to be able to access your records or anybody else's records, in my opinion. So look at it this way. Our journey since we were birthed from God, God knows how many zillions of years ago. So in the beginning, God created all of us, I think literally in one burst of light that went out into the universe and began to create physically oriented universes like the one we have here over a long period of time. And wherever we've gone, in whatever system that we have journeyed into to learn whatever we're choosing to learn, all of our experiences are encoded in a place that is unique for each of us. So it's basically our living library within our quantum field that carries all of the experiences, the knowledge we've learned, the wisdom, our successes, our failures, all of our emotional states, how we've treated people, how they treated us. Anything and everything that you can imagine is stored in our records.
Okay,
now ask me another question relating to that.
Well, okay, so those records exist, and if you're trying to find your way in this existence, and you're wondering, I'm wondering what might be in my records that would help explain some of the challenges I'm experiencing, and how I would go about tuning into that to find that out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So every time you incarnate, say here on Earth, you have an agreement. Some people call it a contract. I like to think of it as an agreement. You have an agreement with the Earth. The Earth is a living being. Some people call her Gaia. Some people call her Mother Earth. Some people call her nature. Some people call her the planet. In any case, because everything is on the ascension spiral, all, as far as I can tell, all levels of creation. So not only is Earth on an ascension spiral, but our solar system, universe, and galaxy. So that's huge. Mind can't even comprehend that. So if the goal of incarnating, like on Earth, is to develop our spiritual awareness, our soul awareness of everything, of life, of who we are, how we go about creating and manifesting. So every time we come here, we have an agreement with the Earth, and we have an agreement with certain people, like our parents, and agreements with our kids, if we decide to have kids, brothers and sisters, etc. We usually have an idea of where we want to be born, like the location, you know, city, country, state, etc. And the time period of which we would like to incarnate. So all that gets orchestrated by different members of who's responsible for actually arriving on the planet. So the funny thing is, there's a waiting list to come on the planet, believe it or not. Meaning their souls waiting to come here because it's such a popular destination. Not unlike Disneyland, I think. Oh, God. Okay, well, you have to tell them those on the waiting list. You sure? You want to be on the waiting list? Because I'm telling you what. So we have an agreement, and then that's kind of finalized with your council. You have a council meeting before you come in to decide if you're going to do it, because you could change your mind and go, well, no, I think I've decided I'm going to postpone this. And the blue baby death kind of syndrome that happens occasionally, that's beings that decided at the last moment, no, don't want to do this, want to rethink everything. This is a trial run. I'll come back later. So there really is no karma for that. Not on the parents, not with the being. Babies, I think, have, I think, maybe a two-year window when they come in to decide if they want to stay or not. And there's no karma. They decide, okay, I'm out of here because it's too heavy, it's too intense, or this is not what I thought was going to happen. Okay? So, let's see. So in your agreement is what you chose to learn. Maybe you wanted to learn more patience with people. Maybe you wanted to learn how to move through barriers that seem kind of like not possible, if you know what I mean. And maybe you wanted to study something regarding miracles and how do miracles actually occur and who's responsible for miracles. So we have these things in our contract. So also, if you're in a predicament, go into your records and feel your contract out, in a sense. So I don't mean like intellectually, like with your mind going there and try to read something, but you can do it that way. But feel into your records to see if this was part of your plan.
Okay.
Now, mind you, we don't always stick to our plan. Sometimes we get off course. We get influenced. And then we think, God, why did I do that? I mean, that's like totally out of my like line of thinking, or you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's another aspect of why I was curious about how to access that, is to answer questions like that.
Well, here's the easy way for all of you to do this. So your records are generally kept in a library form for those beings that like to read and are very mental. So their records would appear as like a library, a very ancient library, where you could go in and explore the different shelves of the books, by title or by theme or by date of incarnation, let's say. Easier way, and this is how most of the sensitive people do it, so they like to see the records in crystals, like so different gemstones. So we could do an exercise later on with the gemstones and accessing your records. So mine personally, are red rubies. And I've always loved rubies. I've never had one because they're very expensive. But I love the look and feel of, well, they call it red rubies, but it's more like, it's kind of a variation of a red. I don't know what, if it's got purple in it. I don't know what makes it that like deep kind of crystalline, transparent kind of look. But so mine are in red rubies. Some of you may, it might be in computer codes for all the nerds, you know, the nerdy types. It could be in computer, it could be in 10 codes. What, they have a name for that. But it could be in computer code. And see, only you can decipher it. Only you have access to it, unless you give others permission. Now, there is also a belief system that there's a universal Akashic Records place, and there are guardians to those records called the Record Keepers. They guard over that so that nobody is allowed in that's not supposed to be there accessing other people's records. So that might be true. Might be like a universal kind of a library that where everybody is in there. That would symbolically entail a very giant supercomputer in our language. Supercomputers like can hold so much data, it's not even imaginable how much data it can hold, and it runs at supersonic speed. More comments, Kitty.
Okay. Well, when we were talking about gemstones, I instantly thought, could they be in opals for me?
Well,
could
be? Yeah, opals are considered, you know, I mean, an opal... Is an oval, is that the one that comes from the ocean?
No,
well, I'm thinking of pearl.
It's Australian. Most of them are Australian.
Oh, that's right. I picked up an opal from my friend. Yes, I know what they look like now. And then when you put water on them, they get really shiny.
Yeah,
opals
are
gemstones.
They have a near fire to them, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And that probably is your records. I mean, that's probably how it is symbolized. By opals. Yeah, they're very pretty stones.
Okay.
So, really, I mean, you can go to a psychic for a reading. You can go to a channeler for a reading. You can go to an oracle for a reading. You can go to a healer for a reading. But try doing it directly yourself. So, you call in. Yes, you call in your guardian angel to help you or to support you. Call in your guides. Call in your counsel. Call in your healing team, whatever you want to call them. Call in your soul group for help and support.
Okay.
But in meditation, you can do an imaginary journey. Like imagine that you're holding in your hands, in the palms of your hands, that opal. Like a big cluster of opals. Like a big giant rock opal. And imagine that you're meditating and holding that in your lap. So imagine another part of you in meditation with the opal. And then just allow the energy of the stone to take you within. See, so the opal can be sort of like your guide in a sense. Until you know how you can do it yourself, then you won't need any help. The other thing you can do is you can make yourself really tiny. Like make yourself a really, really, really tiny person being. And go into the opal and explore.
Okay.
So you can do anything in your imagination and it's still real. Because you're using consciousness in the so-called imaginary process. Really, they're going to come to find out, it might take another 50 years. They'll come to understand that medical hypnotherapy is very valuable. Like really valuable in helping people to overcome phobias and fears, to heal PTSD and all these things that are very hard, drug addiction, that are very hard to treat. That was my point. Oh, so in a way, going within, using your Akashic records, I mean, it's like self-hypnosis, which basically means you're just training your awareness to go within and to connect with whatever you want to connect with, so that you become aware of, in your case, why you're in the situation that you're in. Your records will also contain the how to get out of it, too. Or how to move through it. But maybe you can go into your records and ask your higher self, that part of you that already knows how to access and interpret your life history, to give you an awareness of how to move through this gracefully.
Okay.
So you're never a victim unless you choose to be, right?
Right.
So if you feel circumstances are at the point of overwhelm for you, then that means you put yourself, you made yourself smaller than the situation. There's a little technique that NLP uses. NLP is, you could say it's like medical hypnosis. It's basically retraining your mind and your awareness. There's a process that they use. So like in your situation, where your situation may feel very overwhelming, in your imagination, make yourself really big. I mean, like really big, like so big that it makes your situation look like a little tiny pebble on the ground. Are you getting the gist of this?
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God.
Make your awareness so big that what you are supposedly stuck in is going to seem very minute, very minor, very like, oh, why was I so discombobulated over this? This is like nothing. This is like a piece of cake.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Oh, my God, yes. And it aligns with something else, another message that I got just the other day. It's absolutely, absolutely making sense to me.
Okay,
thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. Okay, I'm going to star 2 to lower your hand. So, Randy, Kitty, star 2 on your phone to lower your hand so I don't see your hand raised on the control panel. Okay. But Randy's is still up. I'm going to refresh the page. Who else would like to talk about whatever they want to talk about? Oh, here we go. Here we go, folks. North Carolina. All right. I get my accent together. All right. Lorraine.
Yeah, I know you're coming this way. You better work on that.
I am working on my Asheville accent. I don't know how they talk, but I mean, could be like a drawl too, because I was talking to this one guy who's a construction guy who had this place for rent, and he had kind of a drawl, and I says, hey, does everybody talk like you there?
Actually, a lot of people don't, but there are some.
Yeah, he said, depends on where you're at. So I guess it depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah, they used to make fun of me when I'm from D.C. and I used to be a counselor at a camp in New York, and I would say you all or y'all, and they thought I was real Southern, you know. But I hadn't even been to North Carolina yet. But anyway. Oh, gosh.
Okay, what's up?
I just wanted to mention that I saw this picture of this black hole, this new thing, POWI they call it or something. Did you see that?
I know of it from USA Today magazine online, the black hole thing, yes.
Yeah. Well, they for the first time got a picture of this thing like a week ago, and it was really beautiful. You know, it's black, and then there's sort of reddish and goldish around it. And what I read said they named it this Hawaiian name, POWHI, P-O-W-H-I. Which means something like from the darkness into unending creation or something.
I see.
So I just
pretty
know energetically with, yeah. So I just was bringing that up as something for us all to, it feels like when you look at it, you just go, well, like you do in an interview, you look at the night sky or whatever, you just go, oh my God, wow. So,
yeah. Scientists don't really understand the half of that, but you could say we have black holes in our field, our personal energy fields. And one way you can look at it is, well, and you guys can try this if you want on your own. If there's something you want to release, like heavy, certain kind of heaviness in your life, create the intention with feeling that you're going to remove it from your body, your field, your mind, and you're going to send it into the black hole to be forever gone. But don't you put yourself in the black hole, because then you'd be in another time, space, dimension, and they're going, well, where's Lorraine? She was here.
She might not come back.
She's not here. What happened to her? She was reading about the black hole. Oh, my God. Hope she didn't go through one.
Oh, God. You know, I'm standing outside, too. There's this gorgeous full moon building up in Libra. I think it's the second month in a row, a Libra full moon. So. Anyway, that's off track there, but.
Do you want to comment on the Akashic Records or what Randy was sharing? And I forgot exactly what he shared. Oh, about the brain, his brain condition.
You know, I got on a few minutes late, so I didn't hear Randy.
Okay.
But I did hear the Akashic Record thing, though.
Okay. Yeah, Randy needs some help with his brain. It's apparently losing its conductivity, his firing from neuron to neuron, basically, synapse mm-hmm. connection, due to this particular kind of illness or disease that people are getting. So, okay, anything else you want to talk about?
I guess that's it. Does that have to do with neuroplasticity at all or not really? It's
Probably does. And Randy, there are some doctor scientists, and sometimes you get on PBS, but they probably have written books on neuroplasticity or the plasticity of the brain. It's just a fancy name for, oh, the brain's more powerful than we thought. And we still don't know how it works, but it can regenerate itself, Randy. Randy, you go into the belief, go into your records and find your awareness, your own wisdom of how the brain can regenerate itself. So they are learning and they are making suggestions saying that the brain can actually rebuild itself. Like from aging and illness and disease and all that stuff. Well, of course, all of us, we know that. We've known that for a long time. So the scientists are finally coming around to the fact that, well, we know the liver can regenerate itself. Well, why can't the brain? Wouldn't it make sense if you were God that wouldn't you create a human body that could regenerate itself? I would think
totally.
So. Yeah.
You know, my last comment is, I know there's lots of ways to enhance that, like you said. And it's interesting that the new Traeger website, I noticed they're using the word neuroplasticity as part of one of the benefits of that type of body work. So.
Well, because of the movement, too. And it depends on the consciousness of the practitioner. Yeah, I love that work. I love that work. I can still do it with my eyes closed. It's so Milton so ingrained in me, the work, you know. It's like, wow, yeah, something you'll never forget.
That's true. When you get called to that, it sticks with you.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
Thank
you. Are you done? Okay.
Yes, I am. I just want to mention Pally because it seemed really powerful.
Okay. P-O-W-H-I, right?
Oh.
Whoops. Was it P-O-W-H-I?
P-O-W-H-I?
Is that how you spell it?
That's how I saw it spelled, P-O-W-H-I. Something about from
okay.
the darkness into, it was the idea of unending creation. It's like galaxies beyond
nice.
Galaxies or something. Yeah, it's Hawaiian. I thought since you're about to go to Hawaii, maybe it'd be a
Yeah, man. We're going to do Pauwi. We're
going to
do
Pauwi
in Hawaii. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to mute you.
Thank
Let's
you.
See.
Okay, bye.
Okay, those of you on the phone, start to raise your hand. I'm going to check the webcast to see how many people are tuning in. Oh, we got a whole bunch more tuning in now, huh? You guys snuck on? Did you sneak in? God. And I'm sure if I go to the Q&A page, I'm not going to see anything posted on the webcast page. Oh, God, Karen posted something. All right. Theme. Oh, God. I don't know if I can help her with this. How not to blow out electronics. Definitely seems to be theme lately. Tell the comedy team to calm down, laughing out loud. Comedy teams, did you hear that? All right, I got to tell you a funny one, speaking of technology and energy. So I think I was on, yes, I was doing a phone session as part of my Darius Show package. I was doing a phone session, and we were right at the end of the activation, and I was going to click stop the recording, that page, but before I could take my mouse to click on it, the page jumped to another website on its own by itself. And at the same time, it ended the recording by itself. So it took me about 2 minutes to get back to that recording page to find out that it had already stopped. So obviously, I personally, unless it was my higher self, we didn't touch the recording. So I don't know if I can help you because we are affecting electronics. Oh, well, here's one thing you can try to do, because someone told me this years ago. Don't put, well, you've got to put some of your energy into your emails and your Facebook stuff, but you can redirect some of that energy not to go into your computer to affect websites and software programs. So you can try that. But, yeah, the thing that I'm getting now is, page will jump to another page on its own. Wow. Let me see. Let me get back to, I don't know if you're on the phone, Karen. That's Dr. Karen. And let me see. Go back to who's here page. All right. Star 2 to raise your hand, those of you on the phone. Does Tanya want to say anything? Put in her 2 cents worth? If so, start to raise your hand. I see we have India on the line. Would you like to say hello, India? Start to raise your hand. That's really cool. I've never been to India, but I've had a lot of lifetimes there. Oh, there's Geek Harbor. Okay, India, India, you can. How come you're on there twice? So your name showed up twice. A web call. Maybe he's trying to call in twice. Anyway. Okay, Gig Harbor, you're on the line, live and on the internet.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh, what a roller coaster ride of a month, and really since joining this membership. I
really?
Have to say, going back however many months since I've joined, it's just been kind of, you know, one free fall after the next. You know, I keep landing on feather beds, but it's definitely been a roller coaster. And, you know, anything we can do around just, you know, being okay with the unknown and letting go of the how and, you know, having to figure it all out.
I think your main thing is trying to figure it all out. Why don't you give that up?
Yeah. Yeah. It's driving me nuts. And I can see it, and I know when I'm doing it, and I know when it's happening. And, you know, it's like a ping pong machine just erupts inside of my brain. And all I can hear is da-da-ding, da-ding, da-da-da-da, you know. And it's just so distracting that I can't get anything done. And, you know, this kind of balance between, you know, mom of toddler and, you know, very busy with calendar, you know, and to-do items, and he or she needs my attention, and oh, it's just been such a balancing act. And you know, compromised with taking some really big leaps of faith I've never taken before, and that free-falling feeling, and then overthinking while you're free-falling, like, you know, you jump off the plane, and as you're going down, why am I doing this, why am I doing this?
Somebody help. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You want to, in meditation, see if you've adopted any of your mom's way of thinking.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Well, and you know, I rebelled against her, you know, naysaying ways.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
anything I wanted to do, it was no. And, you know, one thing that, you know, always annoyed me when I was a kid was watching how judgmental and critical she was of other people. I'd always be saying, Mom, you know, don't say that. That's so mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
mind your own business, Mom. And so mm-hmm. those types of things, I don't think I really absorbed. It's the having to figure it all out and have all of the details lined up and the perfectionist piece that I have been clearing from her, from, you know, her pattern.
That's what I meant.
No judgment here. You know,
yes.
I'm not, you know, I mean, we're all doing the best we can. But I think that perfectionism loop has been, I could say, a big theme for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
As I, you know, I launched my healing business just about a year ago right now. And I would say this whole year has been one big perfectionist nightmare. In a great way, you know, like, you know, there's been amazing, you know, parts of it in terms of just, you know, really stepping in and not seeing myself as separate from my gifts and allowing all this expansion to happen. And then the contraction, when it does happen, it's so intense because that part of me who wants everything to perfect hasn't been able to let go. And just
so how about this? So how about you resign from the International Perfectionist Society? Turn in your resignation tonight after the call or during the call.
Okay. During the call.
Literally, create the contract, the agreement, or pull it out of your records and sign it and date it. And you're going to retitle it resignation as of now. So this is comedy team stuff, but see, it works because your mind is going to look at that and go, she's actually resigning because she just turned in the papers to the society or this association. So you got to remember, historically, women teach women how to, well, they think, how to be perfect, how to be a perfect mom, wife, superwoman, everything. It's handed down through how many generations now? Millions of years. The woman does all the work in that sense. So how about you resign from that and then join a different club? This could be I Know Who I Am Club or I'm Just Me Club and or I Don't Care Club. I'm going to have fun anyway Club.
I Don't Care What You Think Club.
You can make whatever club up you want, and it's out there in the universe.
the black hole thing made me laugh because I did a guided visualization using a black hole with a client last week, and I had never, you know, things just happened spontaneously, so it wasn't a conscious thing having that black hole come up. And we talked about the emotional kind of phantom limb pain. So even though we've cleared something, it'll get triggered in our field like it's still there. And, you know, I explain that as like a phantom limb pain, you know, in the emotional sphere or in the belief sphere. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit. And that night I dreamt about my right leg being the size of maybe a 7 or 8 year old's right leg. So my leg was just fine, but the other leg was, you know, half the foot and half the height of my other leg. And I'm looking down, you know, in bed, like, how am I supposed to go anywhere? And when I woke up instantly, I'm like, oh, you know, balancing the masculine and the feminine, you know, balancing those two, you know, I'm walking around not balanced. So that was kind of what I took away from that particular dream time. And thinking, okay, how do I, and the black hole came back up too, okay, like how do I release what's not working here into this black hole too? Like that process was for me too. You know, I think the perfectionism is kind of that feels masculine to me.
Well, it is a learned.
That thinking.
A learned belief system. So you learned it from external forces or people from the outside. So you can join. There's thing one called the Essence Club. The Essence Club. That's where you just be your essence. And it's totally like open-ended. There's like no rigid anything. There's no dogma. There's no rules. No regulations. It's a free, happy space just to express your essence. No conditions, no programming, no nothing. You just be spontaneously you. I like that club.
Yes. It sure beats the perfection one.
Yeah, and I think less stress for sure. Okay. Anything else you want to add to this before I go to the chat box here?
No, just that balancing, though, of the masculine and feminine keeps coming up, especially in the last week or two, that balancing of the being and the doing and the action with the repose and the, you know, just
well, here's
balancing
the thing.
All the roles in life.
Yes, you have to make sure that you don't lose your boundaries in whatever you do with whomever you do it with. So, if your gut feeling says no right now to that request or that, what's the term, people's expectations, and you say no. You know, we all go into regret at some point when we reflect upon, I should have said no to that. I really wanted to. But to accommodate the other person, I said yes. So you know where we're going with this?
Keep going.
Well, it's in relationship to being a parent. You have to maintain your space as a parent or you get wiped out.
Yeah.
And kids will wipe you out in 3 seconds flat because they know how to do that. And they do it on purpose. So it's a matter of setting boundaries as well.
Sure.
And if you have to be tough, mom, then that's the way it is.
Yeah, and that's been one of the growth edges here at home for the last, you know, really month or two, big time, to where it's like, okay, I'm having mommy time, and da 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 da, and you know the pushback, and it's hard to get anything done during the day.
So look at it this way.
Attending to her every, you know, need, which is, you know, understandable when you're dealing with a, you know, a little person who's expecting all of your attention all of the time.
Now you got to keep talking to her on a soul level, and like, who's the pack leader? Who's the pack leader? So, you know, I learned this from Cesar Millan. So parents that have dogs that they cannot control, they're not the pack leaders. The dog is the pack leader. So what's wrong with that picture? When the dog is the leader of the family, something's wrong here with this picture. So you have to be the pack leader. So if you study wolves, when a young wolf pup maybe gets a little too rambunctious or too aggressive, the mom will growl or will do something to the pup to let the pup know, I'm the pack leader. You follow my lead. So sometimes we have to do that with little kids. On a personality, not on a soul level, but on a personality level. Sometimes we have to be, you know, in the alpha, in a sense, role when it's needed. All right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
Put
thank
on
you,
your
you,
woofy
you.
costume and
howl at the moon while I put away the perfection contract and embrace the essence. Love it.
Yeah, because God did not ever demand you to be perfect. That's a human learned behavior. God only wants you to be who you are in your natural state always. So you have to remember that if you go into and when you go off center, and then you start, your energy starts going every which way. Just slow down, take a deep breath,
thanks,
and go.
Okay.
So what I do, if I feel like I'm not quite present, I go, I am here, I am now, I am. I do like what you taught me, rub my hands together, and you say, I am here, I am now, I am. And maybe I'll do my divine coordinates, little exercise, and that puts me right back in the zone. That takes a total of like 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes at the most. So you guys, find a way where you can bring yourself back into balance very quickly. A physical thing that you can do that'll bring your focus back to here and now. Okay, thanks, Tanya.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to go back and I'm going to mute her. Okay, star 2 to lower your hand, Tanya. I'm going to go to the chat box finally. All right. So let me see, who else did we not say hi to? I think, well, everybody that I said hi to is on there. Okay, so let's do a little of this. Okay, oh, hi, Zach. So he goes, he's still struggling in his job and hoping to connect with something better for his wellness. Either an enjoyable full-time job opportunity or opportunity to allow himself to successfully honor his own vision for his healing, resiliency, building business. Okay, so Zach, I'm not sure exactly who or what you work for. Let's just call it a day job, eh? So better to ask in meditation, okay, what am I learning from this job being here and with these people? And am I done learning or is there still more to learn for my awakening? So if you get a positive feeling in your body, that's a yes. If you get another kind of an opposite kind of feeling, that is a no. So you got to trust that. Always ask before you jump jobs, change jobs. Am I done with this job? Have I learned what I could learn from this job? Have I given all I can to this job? So there might be some character. Well, referring to people, but they're calling it character. So there might be some things yet of a character nature that you're waiting to learn or awaken to. Okay, let's see. So always ask in divine right timing regarding your business or your vision for your business. In divine right timing, you can't force it. If you try to force it, you'll fail. Anytime you try to force something into manifestation that's not in divine right timing, it will not succeed. It'll collapse. And then you'll go into depression because, I should have trusted my feelings on this. I felt I should have waited, but I did it anyway, right? So you want to make sure your ego is not doing the leading here, that your soul is doing the leading. Okay, and you can type in the chat box your response. Carol, that's funny. So it says, Carol, were your name supposed to be? And then your post, it says, Carol Kenji, sometimes you. colon, subject, and then it gives a subject. So subject is 2 steps forward, then going back 10 steps back. Oh, I only used to do 1 step forward and 3 steps back. But you got me beat on that. 2 steps forward and 10 back in all areas of her life. What is this about in the last 10 years? So let's see, 10 years. I'll make it to 2009. Don't know how old you are, but your midlife crisis is usually around age 42. And that's usually about 4 to 6 years. And that's the midlife crisis stage. Saturn return is age 28 and 56, give or take a few years either way. Now, if you are unconsciously affected by Mercury retrogrades or any kind of so-called planetary retrogrades, you want to resign from that association completely. Because you don't want to be affected every time Mercury goes into retrograde, which seems like every month. You want to rise above the planetary influences, okay? All right, so she's got a medical concern, and she had a car crash, which is never any fun. It can be very traumatic, understand that. So why do I feel like I'm going around and around in circles? Is it me, the Matrix, or something causing this? Well, combination of stuck in the Matrix, eh? So like in the movie, The Matrix, Keanu Reeves, what was that, back 1980-something, right? So ahead of its time. So Keanu did know how to get out of The Matrix on his own. If you remember, it was with the help of the woman that loved him very much. I forgot her name, Trinity. Interesting, right? Trinity. So look at it symbolically, right? The Trinity helped get Keanu Reeves out of the Matrix. People were after him to do him in, remember? And he got stuck at the train station with the Indian man and his little daughter. And the daughter kept telling him, the trains are going to come by, and also you can't get out of here. There's no way out of here. But there is. All right, so one has to understand that all these things, medical conditions, car crashes, traumas and dramas and all that stuff, is all part of this matrix that we call, when we look at it from a higher level, it's an illusion. So it's really the world of suffering on a collective level. Humanity has created this collective suffering. And everybody in the matrix is being affected. They're not caused. They are affected by all these things. So you can begin to rise above it tonight, Carol, and be not affected by all this stuff. So where are you going to go if you're going to disavow a connection with this matrix of suffering? Well, you can connect with the Joyful Souls Association. International level. Make it up. Make it funny. But it's like, do you want to connect to bliss? Do you want to connect to joy and happiness and love and all that? And then that's your focus. And you eventually will get out of the other matrix. Okay, hope that's helpful. All right. Essene says the doctor has no idea what this stuff is through the years. My heart is okay. All right. Heart's okay. As long as your cardiovascular system's okay, your blood pressure's okay, there's questions as to the right level of cholesterol. Okay. Just as long as your arteries and veins are clean and clear, your heart's nice and strong, your liver's strong and not gunked up, and your kidneys are not stressed out from too much cortisol and adrenaline, yeah, then it could be a spiritual level condition. So you want to, in meditation, check out your crown chakra and check out your sixth chakra, so your upper chakras. And make sure you're not pumping too much energy into the brain, all right? We don't want overload in your brain. Your brain could be telling you maybe too much energy. Okay. All in divine right timing. That's what you want to ask for. My next step, divine right timing with everything. Okay? Okay. Thank you. And Rennie says, let's see, ways it feels to be. He wrote B, B-E-E. So maybe he's tuned into the bees, huh? The way it feels to be in this body, my ability to survive this question, I'll be able to yet. Right. So again, are you at the end of your incarnation? Do you have more to learn? So these are things you want to ascertain when you go into your records. Remember, subconsciously, the body believes one life. And that's why it dearly holds on to this one life. Even when it's on its deathbed, it resists leaving consciously in bliss. My mom held on for almost 24 hours before her system just quit and shut down. But she was heaving in her hospital bed, heaving, trying to get oxygen into her body for, I don't know, 12, 14, 16 hours continually. She was holding on because part of her believed this is it, the one life, and then boom, that's it. I'm either going to heaven or hell. So make sure you don't have any of that programming in your system. Okay, let's see here. Let me see. Where are we? Okay. Carol. Is that faith when something goes off course to back up and or to get to the destiny or Akashic? Thanks, Kenji. I think she's typing on her cell phone. Okay, so anyway, let's see. Well, you can look at it two ways. Going off course can be part of your course or not part of your course. But the main thing is you don't want to go into heavy judgment about anything, really. So the Buddha taught. He showed us how to literally maintain that objective reality, or you don't over-attach to any one thing. You stay in the middle road. You can go to extremes, but you always come back to the middle road. And sometimes we have to go really off track to experience what it's like in this extreme. And then you come back to center and you find your balance. Okay. You know what it's like? I forgot what it's called, but there's this thing that people can make, and it's like a string with balls at the end of it. They're made out of, I don't know what they're made out of, steel or something. And then you take the end one and you swing it out, so, and then you let it go, and then it hits the rest of the balls, and then they do this kind of reaction thing. But in the end, they always come back to center and balance and stillness. Okay, let's see. Where are we here? Okay, we're... Oh, again, Carol, meditate on if you're still holding on to that victim archetype and the saboteur archetype. and the wounded healer archetype that Carolyn Mace talks about, MYSS.com. I think that's her website. Okay, she's very good at what she does. All right, let's see. Okay, Essene, you can sign up for a phone session recorded if you want. I have lowered my prices and I've lowered the time on the phone sessions as well as the in-person sessions. So you go to the website, and if it feels right to do, then go ahead, make your payment, and then I will get your client intake form, and I'll give you, I'll ask you for 3 dates that you can do it, okay? But always ask and trust what you get. Okay. Being that my really survives question to be able to, yeah, let's see. Okay, let me see. Do we look at the problem? Randy says DNA damage. Okay, anything can be corrected. There's no life death sentence that doctors give you. They try to scare you to either get surgery or get on meds. They don't tell you you can heal yourself. You can't. With God's help. Okay. Okay. Randy says, yes, I do that. Okay, let's see. Karen says, her phone is dead. Won't turn on at all. Otherwise, I would have been on the phone tonight. Did battery die on your phone? If you have a landline phone, maybe you need new batteries. Phone, symbolic. Phone died. What do you use your phone for? What is the symbology of your phone? Okay, we won't answer that. We just asked a question. Okay. And let's see. It's a huge pink elephant. Huge pink elephant. All right, don't believe. Don't believe all that stuff. You can believe what you want to believe. That's your free choice. To believe or not to believe, that's the question. Are you going to believe what they say? Or go, that's not for me. That's not my truth. All right? Stand up. All right. Diwakar, boy, I'm having trouble pronouncing it. Dwakar. Okay, namaste to you. Okay, let's see, Zach. Let's see, I'm not the in government. Okay, he's in an unhealthy government job. You don't need to say more. We all know how dysfunctional they are. God bless you for that. Okay, situation where this is being stripped away. And then I've had to contend and deal with so much garbage and no longer good for my own. All right, get yourself fired so you can collect unemployment insurance for a year. All right, we suggest that. Commie teams, get your ass fired. Don't quit, though, because then you're not eligible for unemployment insurance. Get your ass fired. Just tell the truth and get your ass fired. Ha-ha. Commie teams getting really ridiculous today. All right, let's see. And we got to do the activation. Okay. Sometimes I have intense feelings concerning that. Will I remain fully aware at the time of dying? Yes. Yes. So here's the trick, or here's the thing with dying. You obviously know that you don't die, but your body's going to pass away unless you choose to ascend it, in which case it'll just disappear from the room wherever it was lying there. But you might want to leave the body here on the earth plane, in which case your consciousness, if clairvoyantly we were to look at your body on its deathbed and at the moment of the body ceasing to exist anymore, you will see a light begin to leave the body from the crown chakra, most likely. And you will see this massive energy ascending into the higher dimensions and then at some point leaving the physicality of the room. But clairvoyantly, there may still be seen a lifeline to the body from through the crown, from your soul to the body. That's your cosmic umbilical cord. That will be detached from the body at the moment you, the soul, decides, okay, this is the final moment of departure from the earth plane. So normally that would be about after 3 days after the body physically dies. I saw the spirit of my grandmother at her funeral in the church in Berkeley, California. I saw her, and boy, was it intense. That light was very bright and very intense. It wasn't this shimmering, gentle. It was a very intense, almost like, it was a resurrection fire. Oh, my God, now that I see that. So that was Granny above her coffin, and as everyone was coming to pay respects to the body, she was blessing them. I saw that. And when I came up, she really zapped me, because when I left and went back to my pew seat, my body was shaking. It was shaking. And it shook for a good 20 minutes. And I'm looking around the room, and everybody's kind of in their grief state. Nobody's shaking but me. But I had a unique connection with Granny. So anyway, yeah, I got zapped. That was really cool. So I experienced there is no death. Yeah, it wasn't just intellectual. It was like, yeah, man. So anyway, so you will be more conscious as you leave the earth plane. You will have your life review. You will meet all those that love you on the other side, along with the angels of transition or the angels of death, whatever you want to call them. They will be there with you. You will be greeted first by those beings that love you the most. And then you will be taken, if you need healing, will be taken to some healing temples on the inner planes. Eventually, you have the life review, and then you can go back to source, get regenerated, and then come back and be with your council to decide your next move. But whatever pain that you have at the moment of death in your mind, in your body, you're going to experience that when you leave. In other words, it's not just going to disappear. You will still have awareness of that. So it's always good to heal all of your emotional wounds before you die, or before your body goes. Let's put it that way. Okay, I hope that's helpful. That was unexpected. We got to probably do the activation. Let's see. But I want to get the rest of these questions here. Because it's quantum. Well, whatever. Let's see. I went to partner a few days ago, and the phone decided to stop working for no reason. It looks like the non-replacement battery is done. I'm sorry, active as well. It used to happen when I was little, but I thought I was under control. Yeah, I blew out my laptop battery, or it was defective, and it was like a new laptop, Asus, and I go to Best Buy, had it replaced. It wouldn't recharge fully. Okay. Just bless all of your electronics. Okay, went to point. Okay. One more here. One-on-one appointments. Oh, Kenji, the next 2 weeks, please, any appointments available. It's in the back of balance. And the Buddha view centering. But looking for the deck in the middle of the road. And what? Okay. So, yes, I can still do phone session appointments, Carol. So you can do the thing on the website. Okay. Phone sessions. Go to that page. Okay. And 8 out of 10 times because of the liability, had to self-educate, then it's right there. Yeah, doctors aren't the most truthful people. They've been too programmed. Okay. They started out with a good heart and then allowed themselves to get corrupted. It's too bad. Although now, NYU. NYU is offering free tuition for all medical students. That is a blessing. That is something I never thought would happen. Okay, so we're going now to Q&A page one more time. We're going to do an activation. You guys get set for the activation. Let's see. to know more about the ascension, self-realization, and practicing your exercises will help in that direction. Yes, the activations, Dwalkar, it will help, yes. Yes, intense feelings. Yes, you will be aware of the last. The thing you don't want to do is die in a sudden accident, like doing a selfie on a cliff and then falling over or getting hit by a train. You don't have time to repair, so there is shock to the system. So you don't want to plan going suddenly. You want to go in meditation, like how Buddha went. He went in meditation. And the bull, that's very symbolic, was right next to him when he made his transition. The Brahma bull was right next to him, and he was under a Bodhi tree. Very symbolic. Okay. There is no pain of death, although you may feel a longing for the people you're leaving behind, a longing. You might feel an attachment to the body, the earth plane, but there is no pain as such, as long as you go consciously. There's no shock when you go consciously. You can go in your sleep. That's how people in the olden days used to do it. They just go in sleep and their heart stopped. They didn't have a heart attack. It just, their heart stopped. That was the way they went. But today, we can go in meditation. All right. Let's see. Sohaila, Kuwait. Well, welcome. Okay. Listen to the replay, dear, because I'm just now reading this. You want to extricate yourself from this whole tribal consciousness thing of trauma and drama, pain and suffering, and limited thinking. You can attach yourself to other beautiful realities where it is easier and more loving and more supportive and more peaceful. All right? Let's see. Your post posted twice on the chat box. Maybe you hit send twice. Don't know. Okay. Yep, and Karen says, seeing you out at the blah electronics. Okay. Okay, folks, get ready. We are going to do the activation, and it starts 1 minute. It starts 73 minutes into the recording. So that's when the activation starts, 73 minutes into the recording. Okay, here we go. Let's take a deep breath. And begin to relax the mind. So begin as you exhale through the mouth, that your awareness and the energies are dropping downwards towards your feet and into the earth. So the energies from your head and your higher chakras, so as you breathe out, are going to drop down towards your feet and into the earth. Dropping down into the earth. Whatever heaviness you feel in your head centers, just allow it to drop down towards your feet and into the beautiful earth. And as you do this, you're going to ground and anchor the magnetic field of your body and your brain with the earth, so you don't short circuit anything. Relaxing the spine and the upper back. Dropping the shoulders to the floor. Relaxing forehead, jaw, eyelid muscles, your tongue. Okay, touch your index finger with your thumb, palms facing upwards, keeping those relaxed. Keeping the hand chakras open. Touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth, anywhere that's comfortable. Keep breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, as the pillars of light begin to charge up your atmosphere and your environment and your physical dwelling. pillars of light, calling your council, guardian angel, your soul group. We're going to call in your pets, your ancestors, those that are ready to receive, and your family members, those that are ready to receive. Not all beings will choose to receive. Yet. Calling the comedy team to be a part of your experience. Okay, we're going to breathe into the body. We're actually going to breathe through the body. We're going to breathe into and through the body, through the nose, and we're going to exhale into and through the body with the mouth. We're going to bring in fresh energy as we breathe in, fresh new energy. And we're going to exhale old, stale, historical, ancient energies. We're going to refresh your system. You are going to refresh your mind and your body. Breathing in. Feeling the power of the now. Moving through your spine. Activating your solar plexus. The still point in your heart. Your thyroid gland. Your pineal gland. Pituitary. Thalamus. Hypothalamus. Crystal palace. Breathe into the earth. Call forth your animal ally, your main animal ally or power animal, to also receive. Now begin to release worry from your body. Whether it's stuck in your lungs, your heart, your solar plexus, your mind, your brain. Wherever you are holding worry about anything, everything, the past, the present, the future, your job, money, your marriage, your kids, your parents, what am I to do next, spiritual path, whatever it is. Breathe it out. Let it go on the exhale. All levels of worry. Now, as you continue to release this old ancient energy called worry, call forth the awareness and the understanding of what that has brought you regarding your awakening, your ascension, your personal development, your self-healing. What is the wisdom that I have gained from holding on to worry for such a very long time? What is the lesson that I am learning from Mr. Worry, from Mrs. Worry, from old worry, young worry, babyhood worry? Now, feel your guides, your ancestors, your soul group, your healing team, forming a beautiful circle of light around your body, multidimensional, so existing on all levels, 1 through 12, and all the sublevels, 1 through 12, making it 144,000 levels. And they are holding this light for you and for your body. Yeah, you can imagine that there is this black hole that's either below you or above you spinning. So whatever you would like to release from yourself with the understanding and the wisdom of that particular lesson, you can let it go into the black hole. Just let it completely go energetically, emotionally, mentally into the black hole. I forever release this from my field as I bring in the understanding of this lesson. Okay, so just let that occur. Let that continue to occur in its own divine right timing on another level. Take a deep breath, and we're going to bring focus to your heart. Heart connected to pineal gland, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus. Now, deep into the heart chakra is this place called the cave of the heart. It is symbolic. So go there now. Just be there in your version of the cave of the heart. And within this cave of the heart, there are the records of all of your lifetimes in any galaxy, in any universe, in any solar system. In it contains all of your lifetimes here on Earth, your soul contracts or agreements, who were your guardian angels, and who were your support team, spiritually speaking. Everything you would want to know about your life here is in your records. So, sink deep into the cave of your heart, as if in a meditative posture, your presence, your awareness, your soul, your spirit is projecting deep into the cave of the heart that is within your body. And it is here that you have divine connection with all of life, that you have access to all of your life experiences and soul contracts. It is from this place that you talk to God, that you talk to angels and ascended masters and beings of light from other systems. It's here you talk to nature from, the elementals, the devas, the fairies, the inner earth civilizations. It is from here that you talk to the stars in the heavens, Pleiades, Arcturus, Aldebaran, Andromeda, Cassiopeia, Orion, Sirius B, Lyra. It is from here that you can travel back in time, into the future, into parallel realities. With a pure heart, you will be given access to all these realms and realities. this is a place within that also is a doorway. Or shall we say it is likened unto initiations, or shall we say higher level learning lessons? Okay, ground the body deeper into the earth. Keeping the space above your head open. And now with creative intention, allow this light to move through your spine, cleansing and fortifying your spinal column and the three channels within the spine. As well as your original eight cells at your sacrum. Just simply open to receive. There's nothing to figure out or to understand. When you are still, when the mind is still, then you know. And from that knowing generates what we call the sensation and frequencies of love and joy and peace, balance, inspiration, true faith in oneself. Now choose to allow, to allow. Allow all of you to be given unto from the benevolent universe. So coming back to your body in the room, you're bringing back to earth in your body another level of awareness and understanding into the nature of consciousness and how you build your reality. Now, wherever you perceive yourself having pain, discomfort, trauma, drama, intense suffering, confusion, breathe the light into that situation, into that part of your body, into that relationship, into that job. Breathe it into your next step. And invoke the power of trust in self. And we're going to ask for the light of the Christ to surround you at all times, especially in those places of meditation and giving and or receiving healing work. So this is divine protection against any levels of interference, chaos, and confusion. As you build the power in your auric field, as you believe in self, your field becomes stronger and less able to be influenced by external chaos. Breathe deeply, come more into the body now. Well, shall we say, not so much in the body, but your presence around your body. And create a stronger connection with your heart, with your brain, and your power, solar plexus. Okay, reground some more with the earth through the bottoms of the feet. Continue to receive the energies in your hand chakras through the dream state tonight. Another deep breath. Okay, relax the tongue. You can relax your fingers. Allow the body to breathe naturally. Remember to drink extra water tonight. And if you have to drive in your car, make sure you're fully focused and grounded. I am here. I am now. I am with no expectations and no self-judgments. I simply am. And so it is. Many blessings to y'all. We'll see you in 2 weeks on the next monthly call in April. Blessings.